Hello.
Hi, is Javed in?
Speaking.
Hey, Javed, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good. Is this a better number to reach you or the business line?
The business lines comes to me eventually anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just tried calling that. I didn't know there was a message machine. So, I've got some numbers. I hope you have a pen, and then I'm going to send you an email. Do you have about 3 minutes?
Sure.
Perfect. So, I've got an approval issued for your business.
Yeah.
Just kind of go through the highlights. It's a cash flow based loan. So,
Right.
I know you're looking for 200 to 250.
Yeah.
It's really, we can do a few options. I'm sending you a few options. If you wanted to do something as short as, say, 6 months,
Yeah.
well, in another way, the way you have to do at least a 12 month term or longer to do 250, the cash flow just doesn't support 250 at 6 months. So
Okay.
the loan options that I'm going to give you are 145 over 6 months,
Uh-huh.
250 over 12 months, and then also 250 over 18 months.
That's great.
In terms of fees, a really nice part of our product is there's absolutely no fees at all. So there's no origination fees, there's no processing fees, there's no documentation fees. It's actually zero
Right.
for the loan cost. Now, all the loans, like I said, and it's going to be in your contract, will have interest forgiveness. So that means
Right.
on a renewal, if you basically do a 6 month, if you do a 12 month loan, at 6 months, if you apply and get approved, there's no rollover of
Right.
interest. The loan
Right.
contract will also include that you get a discount by paying off early. That discount is 25% of the remaining interest, although that rarely does happen.
Okay.
Here's the cost, and are you in front of a computer or no?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. And you're you you all right, so let's just send this to you so I can go through these
Bye.
numbers. All right. Bear with me. Sorry, I'm just going to bring this up.
Are you guys actually a bank, or do you fund yourselves?
We're not a depository institution. We're not like FDIC insured. We wouldn't be allowed to do these loans because they're considered much higher risk than a traditional bank. In terms of
Right.
funding, we're originally an originator of loans, so very rarely will we service a loan. So actually, your loan's being assigned to partners of ours. If you want to go forward with that, it's a publicly traded company called OnDeck Capital. So we're an
Okay.
originator of these loans. So
Oh,
the
on
only
deck capital,
yeah, they're a
All
partner of
right.
ours that will service a loan. We never well, not never, but in my time here, I think we've like serviced two loans, which have been very custom things. We're more
Right.
on the origination side. So give me 1 second.
Okay, so I
Okay.
mean, basically, what I call it, because long, long time ago, I used to sell leasing, and what we used to do was we used to originate the lease and then sell it off to somebody else.
Oh, you
And
used to
then
work at a
they,
leasing company?
yeah. I
What
used to do
company
leasing back.
were you in?
That was in the UK.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Could you say that once more?
Yeah, it was in the UK. I used to be part of a bank called PK Banken in Netherlands.
Okay.
And we used to do equipment finance, which
Okay.
is
That's our core product here, by the way.
okay. So what we used to do is we'd originate leases and then say, for argument's sake, that we did about $10 million of lease. And then we'd go out in the money market and say, who's going to be giving us money? So if we do a lease, say at about 10% interest rate, right? And normally, when you sell leasing, the company that buys your lease document, which would be somebody of a pension fund or somebody who makes lots of profit, what
Yeah.
they do is they take that and they will give you money at maybe even, at 2% or less. Because what they do is they don't want to pay taxes. If you're making $1 billion in profit, you don't want to pay the tax straight up. So what you do is if you take 10 million of a lease, then you own the capital equipment, which means that you are taking tax write-offs over a period of 4 years, 5 years, whatever happens to be the lease period. And at the end of the lease period, you sell it back to the people who lease it for a dollar, which is known as a peppercorn fee. And so we, as the leasing company, would make 8% money on the money, plus whatever we made on the hardware. It was good business then. I don't know what it
That's,
is now.
I think that's a little above my pay grade. I think there's a lot of actually with the what's what you're referring to is called a dollar buyout lease, and at least in the US, there's been a lot of leasing companies who have kind of, without telling their customers, they're So they're still telling their customers, if you get my drift, that they can expense the payments, and that's just patently false. And so a lot of companies have kind of come down on people and said, hey, you can't expense payments and then depreciate the asset. You can't double dip. Our core product is equipment financing. I think it is above my pay grade what you're discussing. I think what you're talking about is selling off a portfolio, not an individual transaction. So
that's right. You know, what I'm saying is where they make the money is the people who give you the money, say for argument's sake, OnDeck, if they took a leasing paper, they would not make money on the money, but they'd make money on the equipment and depreciation. And the customer who I say for myself, I would save in, I don't own the equipment, but I make the payments and I get a full tax deduction of that because
that's what I just said. That's not equivalent to a dollar buyout lease. So people have tried to do that. I'm not an accountant, but that's with dollar buyout leases are construed as loans. They're construed as they're not expensible. People are depreciating it. Actually, with our marketplace, those days I think are kind of frankly long gone for a lot of people. I don't know anyone that's really doing that anymore, but I don't know everything. Our core product actually is technology equipment financing. So what we do a lot of is, and construction, those are the two biggest industries we service. So, you know, I've had customers that come to me that own internet hosting companies and they need to get a lot of servers and they're trying to finance these servers without the traditional obstacles of a bank loan, because a traditional bank's not going to really understand a server. It's not a piece of equipment. They're really comfortable as an asset. So to kind of go over some options, I'm going to go over this on the phone and then I'm going to send you an email right now. I put some numbers together. My thought process is that doing a 12-month term is probably the best. I'm not going to push you either way, but here's the reason why. This loan is simply about cost and revenue. If you're doing $37,500 per flip, if you flip that, you said once per quarter conservatively, you're at about a $150,000 saving. If you do it five times, it's at about a $187 cost. The cost for a year loan would be $80 if paid back. With a 18-month term, you can do a longer term as well. I don't really advise doing something longer if you don't have to, but it's completely your choice. So I'm sending you an email. Let's see if you get this. I've got Myriad Inc. Javed Mateen, correct?
That's Javed@MyriadInc.net.
All right, give me one second. All right, can you see if you got that email? I think putting it in writing is kind of going to help out in this conversation go through each option.
Okay, did you just send it?
I did.
Okay, it hasn't come in yet.
No, let's take it. We'll walk through it step by step.
No, it's coming.
All right, cool.
Okay.
So with the, I mean, my, and I'm not here to guide you in either way. My job is to get you approved for funding, not sell you a loan. I hope people take my two cents. My two cents is a 12-month term is probably the best fit for a few reasons. Number one, it gives you access to money in 6 months. So you don't have to, but if you want to call us in 6 months and say, hey, look, I'm needing more money, you're not going to have to wait that long. If you have the right, you have the right opportunity. The only difference is that 18 months, they're both saving you 18 months. The real advantage is that your payment is very, very low. So kind of whatever makes you most comfortable. Like I said, there's no types of fees, which is pretty nice. And then the funding process is this, and I included my email. Once, if everything works out and you decide a term, you send me a copy of your driver's license and check. We do what's called online checkout, which means you go online, you verify your identity, you're asked to enter your social, your date of birth, and we're going to ask you security questions. So, you know, did you grow up on this street? Did you go here? Did you go there? You'll have a chance to review the contract. You know, it's pretty straightforward. And then we fund the loan. But other than that, you know, I'm here to answer any questions about it. So what would you like to know?
No, nothing. So are there any documents that need to be signed or from your own side?
Yeah, say that again.
Are there any other documents that need to be signed apart from the whatever already filled in?
You know, so once you would tell me, like, of course, you would sign documents to do any funding. So I would need to know, do you want a 9-month term, a 6-month term for the 145 or 12 or 18 for 250? we would send you what's called, you'd send me a driver's license and a check, and I'd do what's called, we do what's called online checkout. So my funding department, you'd go online to review your contract, you'd verify security questions, verify your contract. Once, if you have any questions, you can ask the funding department. And then when you, once you click accept, we fund the loan, the money goes into your account. Like I said, the only thing is there is a blanket UCC filing. As an FYI, our loan prohibits you getting multiple working capital loans. I have to be as clear as that as possible, because once a customer gets a loan from us, you'll probably be offered by a few other people who offer you money. And it is, just to be clear, is a violation of the contract. Because you'll probably get calls from everyone and their mother trying to give you money on top of our money. And that is, just to be clear, something you don't want to do.
Yeah, I think I already have that from a lot of people being calling me for loans. I mean, literally 5 minutes ago, there's somebody called Express Funding had called me. And I don't take those calls, because, you know, the reason I went with the Cardiff Bank was, I thought, well, you know, they are, you know, like I said, Gabby did a good job, basically, is all I can say.
No, she's a, look, I mean, I'm glad to hear that. I'll pass that on to her manager. And, you know, we've been in business 12 years. I think, you know, people like working with us for a reason. There's no, not, there's no nonsense.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, let me just look through these figures, and I will let you know which one I choose based on, you know, my projection that I'm going to be doing. And,
okay.
Give me until later this afternoon, because I've got a couple of meetings to go to. Once I'm back, I can sit down, and then I will give you a call, Ruben, okay?
I'll look out for your call. If I don't hear from you today, I'll just give you a holler tomorrow, okay?
Great, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Javed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.